This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Hey, Rick, you know, we right outside the back door, we have this fenced-in area that we put up a temporary fence with electric fence tape. And we have this calf, this bull calf there. And the reason we have him is his mama neglected him. So, you know, we had to take care of him and feed him by hand and that kind of thing and nourish him back to health. And he's getting pretty close to being healthy. And he's the guy that our son would have to wade into a pond. He'd walk out into the middle of a pond and get stuck. And so our son would, you know, put a rope around his neck and lead him out of the mud, you know, out to where it was safe on dry ground. And it happened over and over again. So this calf got named Dopey, D-O-P-E-Y. And it's a darn good thing we don't have neighbors, because I just went out to see Dopey during during the top of the hour break. And I was looking for him, and I'm calling for him, "Hey, Dopey! Dopey!" Now, I'm not sure if we had neighbors what they might think. Maybe they would think I was calling a member of our family. But no, I was calling a bull calf. And by the way, he knows his name now, and he comes running when we call him. So that's Dopey. Rick, electric cars. Now, I did a thumbnail calculation. I don't have it in front of me right at the moment, but I thought about electric cars. And, you know, Volvo plans, according to the Wall Street Journal, Volvo plans to go electric and abandon conventional car engines by 2019. So the automobile manufacturing company, Volvo, expects that all of their vehicles will be either fully electric or will be hybrid vehicles by 2019. Now, that presents a problem. If all the auto manufacturers switch to what they're touting is clean energy, which it's not, electricity, that our grid in the United States will not be able to provide enough energy to charge all of these vehicles. It takes an enormous amount of energy to push a car or pull a car up or down hills or just down the highways and byways of this country. And my calculations, and they're unofficial, just my thoughts, show that our power grid cannot sustain all of us driving electric cars and plugging them in and charging them. Do you have any thoughts on that, Rick?
The thing that I don't like about electric cars is the battery. The thing that holds the charge is made with extremely toxic metals. They're hard to get rid of in dump sites and things like that. They cause cancer if they get into the drinking water. There was a road up in Montana that powers the lights by putting solar panels directly in the road itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
And it charges the car. In other words, mm-hmm. the road feeds to the car and the power around it for, you know, lights and whatever else they need. I like that idea because, of course, a solar panel is made with crystals that one can grow just like you would a carrot. And you have to prepare it just like a carrot. You know, you take the top off, you peel the outside off, da 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 da. Same thing with a crystal, where you cleave the crystal and so on. And I did a study and found that it was cheaper to set up a growing operation if you're going to use solar panels for 7 or more homes. If you're going to do up to 7 homes in a neighborhood with solar panels, it's cheaper to make your own panel than buy them and have to replace them periodically. They do wear out just like light bulbs, other kinds of things that wear out. They have a life expectancy, you know, they get damaged over a period of time. I think that the cars should have, these electric cars should have something like a solar sail, where the thing opens up and you capture the light, and that's how you charge it. Now that would be a design that would be kind of cool. We're already doing that with space travel. That, you know, we have what we call light sails, and that's what they do. They deploy these light, these very thin membranes out, and they capture large quantities of solar radiation, and that's how you power the thing. I think that that's our future, something where we're sailing in space.
You know, I was thinking this morning about this discussion that we're having right this moment, and I was thinking about just how much surface area are we talking about for a home to be able to charge the batteries to have enough current to run, oh, let's say, a couple fans at night, maybe ceiling fans, some electric lights. We're talking about LED-type lights or compact fluorescent lights or fluorescent lights. The refrigerator, maybe a freezer. How many solar panels does it take? How many square feet does it take? And I have a number that I think is, it's a thumbnail sketch. About 450 square feet. 450 square feet of solar panels in order to provide enough current to charge batteries so that you have enough electricity to get through the night. Now that would be on a pretty bright day. Now on an overcast day, that's not going to cut it. You're going to need more than that, more square feet of panels. And that's the problem, Rick. It takes a lot of square feet of solar panels to generate electricity. Right this moment, when I was checking on Dopey, I ran in, looked at the meter for the solar harvest, if you will. And we were at one moment we were generating about 2,000 watts of power with our panels. And next moment, literally the next moment, about 850 watts or so. So it changes as the clouds block the sunlight. But 850 watts, let me just put that in dollars and cents. 850 watts would be about 8.5 cents worth of electricity per hour. So, class, look at your electric bill, and if you figure that during bright sunlight, you might be able to generate 20 cents worth of electricity per hour. And this is just economic terms. 20 cents worth of electricity per hour at 10 cents a kilowatt, which is what our electric costs are here in this part of Missouri. You can see that it takes a lot of solar panels. So what you have to do, if you're going to pursue this direction, you're going to have to reduce your consumption. And there are things that you can't do economically. Things that don't make much sense economically. And what are they? Well, an electric clothes dryer makes absolutely no sense if you're going to power that with solar panels. What else doesn't make sense? An electric hot water heater. And an electric stove. And an electric oven. And in many cases, an electric toaster. And, you know, one of those electric griddles that you might have on your countertop. So things that heat electrically, use an enormous amount of current. And that's where most of your electric bill's going. And if you switch to compact fluorescent lighting, or which I would not want to do at this point, I would want to switch to LED lighting, that's going to be your best bang for the buck in the long run. You're going to get the most number of lumens per watt of energy used. Rick, do you have any comments on that? Do you agree with what I said?
Well, the technology is changing, and now our efficiency in conversion has quadrupled in just 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I think our future is somehow harnessing the light. I think the best power I've ever seen is the way the state of Oregon does it with buoys out in the tide going up mm-hmm. and down with the motion of the earth. Nova Scotia has a 60-foot tide change every day, and mm-hmm. that's enough to power the entire eastern seaboard without ever having to go back to nuclear power. Oh, and by the way, they've just given a green light for them to turn the reactors back on at Fukushima. How's that work?
Yeah, and I read an article about that as well this morning. And the article that I read says the Japanese utility Tokyo Electric Power Company, and we know it as TEPCO, T-E-P-C-O, has received approval to operate reactors for the first time since 2011, their meltdown. And it says on Wednesday, Nuclear Regulation Authority said TEPCO's two reactors in northern Japan meet the new stricter safety standards. And the authority unanimously, makes me feel good, they unanimously approved a draft certificate for reactors number 6 and 7, making it the first step in the process toward restarting them. And portions of the plant's reactors were damaged in the 2007 earthquake. Now, Rick, I'm looking at a picture of this particular electric plant that has the nuclear reactors. Now, did they jack up all these reactors and raise them higher above sea level than they were before?
No, they haven't done anything. You're going to leave them right where they are? Same problem.
That's the point I'm getting at.
A real problem with the New Madrid fault line. And the 20 reactors on that one. I'm very concerned about New Madrid. I guess it's New Madrid.
New Madrid.
Madrid.
New Madrid fault line.
That has 20 reactors on it.
And that's in the United States. And that's a distance away from us, but that is a concern. Class, no matter where you live in the United States, you are downwind from a reactor.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPur.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and if you'd like to go to his website and buy some of his materials, his books, his audio books, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, you've got a special going on?
Well, yes, we do, and my audio books are out. And if you buy all three of them, they're $10 a piece, and the amount of total information on each one of those discs is staggering. You can't play them with CD players because they're in files, they're MP3 files. There's 9 of them on each, nine classes with all the original download rare book libraries. And I'm going to start another program for subscription like we used to do with shareware. I'm going to add a rare book download library of very rare books that I have in my library and others that are now in domain. Crowley, Pir Vilayat Khan, whatever, and have those available for people that are interested, subscribing maybe $35 a year. I don't know yet what we're going to do in that regard. And then what I'll do is upload new books every couple of weeks so that there's a reason for you to want to come back to my site. I have 15 audiobooks that are coming out. I'm just finishing up audiobook number 6, and when that's finished, I'll upload those. These are courses that I taught a long time ago, laying a foundation for what I'm going to propose as a new direction in physics. I had some friends over that were military that have been buffing up, trying to make themselves fit physically. And I suggested that, like hypnosis, there are altered states where your strength is the strength of 10, like a woman that can rip a car door off. And that is not having anything to do with adrenaline. Adrenaline kicks her into another or altered universe where the rules are different. And right now, the proposal that I'm making is that just in the amount of time I've talked to you on this, all of you have gone through probably 12 to 20 altered states of consciousness where you can do things. We're constantly going in and out of these places, and we don't realize it. When you're daydreaming, you're capable of doing things you can't do in a conscious waking state. And that's where the new directions in physics are going, is the study and use of altered states of consciousness as tools in a toolbox. We're going to find that our 21st century medicines are all primarily psychedelics. Mushrooms, other kinds of things would trigger the mechanisms in your mind that allow you to enter these universes where the rules are different. And this is a new direction in physics. It's very exciting. We'll call it magic as an art form. And it's interesting because the military is really interested in this. Super soldiers basically were ones that could control autonomic functions using toys like biofeedback. Anyway, that's what I've got going right now is the metaphysics, and I believe that it's going to lay a foundation for my path working with next.
Rick, when you talk about these audiobooks, how do we get them? Where do we go? What website?
Well, you go to my website, RichardAllenMiller.com. I'm linked with Kerry Cassidy. I'm linked with Facebook. I'm linked with Twitter. When I post something on my website, it posts everywhere. So if you want to go to my website, I have a store there. That's RichardAllenMiller.com/store/something like that.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Hey, Rick, we're talking about the...
I can't believe that there's something out there dogging me, trying to hold me back. It's interesting, and I don't know why. Well, they're opening my packages and taking things out of them with intent.
Rick, maybe if we talked about something inconsequential, maybe if we talked about something trivial, maybe if we talked about something that doesn't matter, like, hey, who's got the best hamburgers in Medford, Oregon? How about that? If we talked about that.
No, that's what they're doing here.
maybe they leave you alone. Looking back, Rick, I'd like to talk about the new Madrid fault line and a really serious earthquake we had. We'll be back.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we were talking about the New Madrid Fault. And the New Madrid Fault is a fault that's about, well, between 120 and 150 miles long. Starts in Illinois, on the Illinois-Missouri border, and it goes south. It includes St. Louis, Missouri, and it falls along the Mississippi River area, part of the Ohio River, where they join. So it includes Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. And the fault ends just a little bit south of the lower portion of Tennessee. So it's pretty long, and there was an earthquake, a pretty strong earthquake, about M7.5. on December 16th in 1811. And it continued through January of 1812. This earthquake was so violent that it made the Mississippi River run backwards. Literally. It made the Mississippi River run backwards. It's hard to believe that, but in 1811 and 1812, a series of earthquakes that began in the New Madrid fault line in Missouri were felt as far away as Ohio and South Carolina. The soil beneath the Mississippi River temporarily rose, and temporarily changing the course of the Mississippi River so that it ran backward for a short time. And we're having more and more earthquakes all the time, aren't we, Rick? Isn't this a huge concern?
Yeah, well, we talked about the weather earlier. That's what's part of what's going on, yep, is that the weather is changing, and with that come earthquakes, storms, and the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
We also talked about Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Is your concern related to Matt Stein's 400 Chernobyls? Meaning, okay, so we have some kind of an event, and the grid goes down, and then we have a tough time keeping the generators running to keep the cooling systems operational for these nuclear reactors. That
we have some
my understanding, it can take
that
a year.
Going to happen shortly. The grid, I mean, what about North Korea, you know, posturing and talking about, you know, letting off an EMP to just show us something. I mean, it doesn't take anything, and we're down back into the Stone Age for, you know, 3 years.
I'm looking at the equipment, you know, almost within my reach right here at this broadcast desk. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 monitors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pieces of computer equipment that are powered with processors of some kind. And then across the studio, there are about 7 computers. And then you add to that an electronic telephone and another piece of electronic gear that connects me to the internet. Put all that together, probably not much of that would survive an EMP. And it's not like I've encouraged it to fail. It's just the way it is. And it's that way in every home. Same kind of equipment you've got in your home, same kind of equipment in most broadcast studios. How much of it is hardened against an EMP? Probably very, 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 very little. All right, so even if our solar array were to survive, even if our inverter were to survive, I'm sure the batteries, the nickel-iron batteries will survive, the battery bank and the cells, I'm sure that'll survive. But the rest of it probably won't. So Vinny's going to be on vacation, you know, while he rebuilds from the destruction of the EMP, if that's what we have. And so if you think that you're going to get your news from television, from radio, and the internet, I think that's not going to happen the way you think it ought to happen. Because if the grid goes down, pretty much everything else goes down, including the Chinese factory outlet and their ordering system. And even if their ordering system were be able, if they could repair it and get it back up online, you know, within a couple weeks, great, great. Who are they going to order from? Because those businesses are going to have difficulty. And those businesses that manufacture things still need raw materials. And where are they going to get them from? especially when you consider that our highways and byways are going to be clogged with, let's say, 1/7 of the vehicles being susceptible to an EMP. So think about what happens when you have just one failure of one car on the highways and byways. Just one guy has a problem with his car, and it shuts down. Fan belt breaks, serpentine belt breaks, car overheats, runs out of fuel, gets a flat tire, whatever it is. That one car that fails really blocks traffic for miles, right? So imagine 1 out of 7 vehicles failing because they can't sustain the EMP. Now we got a huge problem. How do we even get to where those vehicles are to pull them off the road and move them out of the way? Especially since our brilliant government and the departments of transportation have set up these cheese graders. And they've limited our access to the grassy medians where we could park all these vehicles that failed safely out of the way. Now, they put up cheese graters, so we can't even do that. So think about that, class. That's a big problem. Rick, your comments?
Well, yeah, you're hitting it right on that. Well, I don't know what else to say. You know, we should turn the switch off. That's it. And now they're talking about turning Fukushima back on. What did they not learn? And now they're also reporting a major radioactive pit out near Fukushima, out in the water somewhere. What's that all about?
Didn't they also just realize that the groundwater has been contaminated because, well, the measurement system was off a little bit, and they actually did contaminate the groundwater in that part of Japan.
And
you can read
about that. What do you think it's doing to the ocean? What do you think it's doing to everything in the food chain?
You know, one of our instructors went from across the pond to California probably about a year ago, maybe a little longer. And he brought his radiation detection equipment with him. And he came up with the same readings that NETC is coming up with, the same readings with his equipment. So he verified them. And he said that he was picking up, if I remember correctly, about 1,100 counts per minute on the California shoreline, the Pacific shoreline. And so where is that coming from? Well, certainly it's not. Well, now it's background radiation. But before Fukushima, it was not background radiation.
We've got a serious problem going on here.
And, Rick, I'm noticing more and more deaths, more and more cancers with people we know and families that we know of more than ever before. Cancer is like, well, it's common now. It didn't used to be common. Are you seeing that same thing in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, everybody is concerned. I really don't know what's going to happen. I'm very concerned because if we don't do something now, there won't be a seventh epoch. That's that.
Now, when you talk about an epoch, you're talking about a mass extinction, right?
Yeah, and then the next go-around that man gets to try it again. Man survives each time there's a mass extinction. Man still survives. The problem is, there won't, even if you were able to survive, there won't be anything to come back to. That's my concern.
Rick, I'm looking at NETC.com. NETC.com, class.
Yeah, nuclear.
It's a website that shows. And they have these little symbols that relate to the level of background radiation or elevated levels of radiation. And they are ranked from RADCON 1, R-A-D-C-O-N 1, Radcon 2, which is a rising level, Radcon 3, elevated, Radcon 4, concern slash watch, Radcon 5, alert. So I'm looking at a map of the United States. It looks lit up like you can't believe. And I'm going to count the number of Radcon 4 concern and watch symbols. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of them. If we want to count the number of Radcon 3, which is an elevated amount of radiation, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 21 of them. So, you know, where are they? Well, let's see. Let me go in and zoom in a little bit. Okay. So if you want to know where the Radcon 4s are, Washington State, California, Southern California, Colorado, Illinois, Tennessee, North Carolina. And where are, I mean, really? That's pretty serious in my book. I'd be concerned about it. Class, why don't you go to NETC.com, NuclearEmergencyTrackingCenter.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the BC, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you're interested in following Richard Allen Miller, you can go to his Facebook page, docram.com, doc, D-O-C, as in doctor, R-A-M, as in Richard Allen Miller, docram.com. If you're interested in buying some of his books, that would be richardallenmiller.com, Richard A-L-A-N, Miller.com. Two things I hope we have time to talk about, Rick. Number one, are we suffocating in our own toxic air? Seems that,
well, the smoke here in Oregon was pretty toxic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't know about what you guys went through, but I'm still sick from it.
I was talking with Kurt Wilson, and he's one of our instructors out in Idaho. And the fires there were so huge that he was choking, and I said, would you like to come on the air and talk about it? And he said, I can't do it. I can't breathe. Even though they had respirators and masks and so forth, he still had a tough time. He was unable to tell us about it because he couldn't breathe because of the fires. Now, class, think about that. You know, you could have some neighbor who's inconsiderate burning some garbage next to you and you're downwind of that. That's a problem. You could have some careless or reckless person start a fire, throwing a cigarette butt, or intentionally starting a fire in the woods. That could be a huge problem. Think about that. And where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? That's a, so plan for that just in case there's a potential for that in your neck of the woods. Rick, in England, they are trying to ban diesels as quickly as they can diesel engines, and they're going to be increasing taxes, at least what I've read, to stop people from using diesels. And I'm looking at the smog, the smoke. It looks pretty thick there. And so they're blaming it on diesels right now. I don't get it. I don't get it because if you look at where England is, it's right on the coast. How come they don't have winds to blow all this, you know, out to the ocean? I don't understand. I really don't understand. But evidently it's a big problem there. Do you have any comments on that for the next topic?
No, I just... it was a shame. I remember I built this log cabin up in in Washington that was going to last 400 years, and it burnt to the ground last year in the OMAC fire. It's interesting how everything changes.
Yeah, very sad. Rick, I want to grow some plants, and I know some others want to start plants inside. Maybe mushrooms, maybe lettuce, but whatever we want to grow. What is the best light spectrum that we should use? What color should it be? LED?
Well, each thing is different now. That's why they're using LEDs now in vertical aquaculture, because each plant is bandwidth specific. It likes the broccoli, likes this bandwidth. Cauliflower likes that, and they're different. And so to get maximum growth, they're using LEDs, which use one-tenth the power and are bandwidth specific, so that you go in and you deliver very cheaply and very inexpensively the light that would normally otherwise use up a lot of power just in heat loss.
So are you saying that a full spectrum light may not be the best way to go?
No,
full spectrum.
That's right. That's correct.
Fluorescent. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And that is, each plant is different. And that's why now you have bandwidth specifics, and we're using LEDs where we're very specific on this is the light we're going to give broccoli and this is the light we're going to give asparagus.
Mm-hmm. And so the brief amount of reading that I've done, just whetting my appetite on this particular subject, blues and reds seem to be two of the more dominant colors that we should...
Well, long ultraviolet, again, mm-hmm. Has a type of energetics on chlorophyll that that's why you use the more long ultraviolet when you grow like lamps when you're using and growing marijuana or other kinds of things that prefer light bands from high altitude.
Mm-hmm.
And you're best,
interesting.
You know, that's why you choose those bandwidths.
Rick, is this something that we can go into more depth in a future broadcast?
Yeah, this is an area that I've done a lot of research in, just in pot, growing marijuana, and what bandwidths want to be used and why, and okay. How they change.
Well, let's talk about that in a coming up broadcast. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
DocRam.com, Richard Allen Miller. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.